I just met her home. You know, when parents work and have no time for their kids, I guess it's something like that. Maybe you have more time with your kids or something. You know, no respect. I guess we gotta show more respect to the elders and our parents. And when it's just, you know, recreation, we think we need a recreation, we've got nothing to do at night. See, we just walk around in cold outside, so we need something to do. And drinking, I don't know, goes along with any bad values up there. And eight land claims, brings us to the bottom. Goes way back. I know it's guys on, I know it's way back on Hook Street. And when the Milani, they take Phillips land and all that, but I don't know. And nine elders need, like, we'd like to try to help all people too. And maybe we can get something done too. Because I know there's old people who need help. And we try and help. That's all. Yeah.
Some of the things that they can't do for themselves, you know. We talked about the fact that there's a lot of people that burn fuel because they got no wood. And then they complain the kids do because they got nothing to do. And that's the perfect thing to do. So that's one of the things we thought about. But they said, well, somebody would need snow machines and fuel. Well, maybe that's the community responsible. On this one, on one of the complaints the young people had was that if everybody's working, then there's no time for the kids. And consequently, the kids are having to spend more time without their parents or elders. And of course, if you don't have the time, then of course, you're not passing on anything. And that's the same problem some of us have that work. we preach a lot, but we don't have any time for our families. That we decided that had to be something you want to do, you know, spend time with your young people. And on that, we talked about on all of this, one of the best times is during the summer, actually, if you're camping. That way you don't have, you know, some job, you got the kids 24 hours a day, you got a chance to teach them a lot of different things. And that might be something that you could do for maybe somebody who might not make it to camp. You know, take it with you. When we use that language, we talked about the idea of having a debate, you know, where you might have one student, we'll have them prepare the debate, you know, where you argue. It's a formal argument. You know, one will say, no, we should not teach in your pattern school. And the other will stay over here and say, yes, we will. And then they can make their argument, see? Indian Japan. And then we talked about also maybe having a speech contest in Egypt, in the region, you know, where we would have, or sometimes throughout the year, a contest where they would write their own speeches and practice their own speeches, and the kids could get together from the different schools and do their speeches. We talked about this problem of liquor. And it's a tough problem, but we figured that drinking was a problem of a person, an inside problem. That's an expression of a problem in your head and inside. And if you don't have respect for yourself, then you're going to do some violence to yourself and to your relations. And we couldn't think of any solution except that if you practice some of these, you know, then you'd feel pretty good about yourself. So we thought that would help on that problem. It's a problem that nobody else can solve for you. People might try to help, but it's a problem that's in that person who has to drink. On the land plant, we thought that would be a good place, the school would be a good place to teach that kind of history, you know, and what's involved in the land plant. And that is part of our responsibility in MANA. If they need help in that particular course to bring somebody who could explain different things, maybe about some of the other regional corporations, some of the history of it, how it's operating, all the lawsuits that we have that involves that, how the land is going to be managed, the how to stock is handled, that sort of thing. The numbers, you know,
I just add one thing. It seems to be through all of these anyway that the group I was with talked about. And this is, they understand that someday that they're going to be old. They're going to be the parents and the grandparents. And that they have to be prepared for it. They have to learn. And they have to learn from their parents and their elders. And they're willing. They're willing to learn. They're willing, as you refer to them all, they're willing to work and learn. So I think it's, you know, it's something you should just, we find this in each one of the schools we've gone to so far. This is the third one. They're all willing. They know they're supposed to learn something. They know they're supposed to learn more. They even know who they're supposed to learn it from. And they're willing to take the time to learn and to work. I think a lot of it has to do with us. Every time I hear this, I think about myself. And when I'm going out camping and I ask my kids to come with me, and they say no, I say, okay, that's good. I didn't want them around anyway. They just get in the way. They don't learn that way. I think a lot of us are doing that. I think we have to be a little bit, you know, more willing to teach them, as long as they're saying this. And if they're not willing to learn, and we have to be a little more willing to grab them by the ear and take them along. That's part of the problem. When you want to teach them, they don't want to learn. So I think we have to be a little bit stronger with them. I think everything you do, we do, that where we have an opportunity to teach these things, for whatever reason, however we're going to do it, we should think about that. And you got work to do, you say, well, how can I teach my kids or my grandchildren while I'm doing that? Take the time to think about it. How can I teach my grandchildren? How can I teach my kids? Just for a minute, and then go do it. Right now, we try to do the work by saying, leave me alone, I got work to do. And they never learn. So I think we need to remember that. They're willing. Now it's up to, I think, the adults to be willing to teach.
From now on, I just see him go to most of the villages with us. Sandy? What's your Eskimo name?
We haven't heard it.
Who? You showing? That's what we need. We need an anchor. I guess that's where we need Akisa. I guess he'll carry a lot of weight. But she's going to think and hold us together. Another good thing about her, she might at least, if she goes to the village, she might at least encourage somebody to write this on December 10th. She's a chairperson for December 10th, somebody, right? Board, for the board. So it'll be a lot of help. She might force somebody to write this up. So all of the neighbors can read it. She's a really good. Lilia is also on that board, and she's a vice chairman. Suvatamatko, Ukoti Kase, Ulipa Ulipongurot, Hanok, Ubanini, Changnakum, Hanogadi Lewis, in the last of the thing over, in the last of the thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, as well, man.
At home, you're gonna use genie pads. First, when you work, you're gonna try to use the genie pads. So, what we're trying to do is we want to try to involve everybody. Everyday life, that's what we're trying to do. Number one. Number two, survival skills. Okay, what we want here is, in case that we're out in we want to go out hunting and coming back the same day, you know? We're not prepared to stay overnight or to camp out in the country someplace. So what we want to try to do is teach them how to use the natural material that is out there that is available to make a camp. Whatever it is. One suggestion that we have is Joe that's how to make just the overnight or in that case, maybe somebody can use it for about 4 or 5 days. It's made out of willows and the boxes. Whatever you call it. There's no shelter. We got one snow shelter that we can use. There's nothing else that we can use out in the country. That's vegan. There's one way you can heat it, but then if you can't heat it, you can stay overnight in that kind of shelter. Okay, there's another one. One right here that between now we're having some put a name to it. Maybe what you can say that in Eskimo, and then maybe Robert or find a name for it. It's something that you can stay overnight and have a heat from the ground. According to Wilson, he said you can build a fire that long fire, and heat up the ground. And after you heat it up, you can move the fire, you know, away from that, and you can put a blast on that one. And then you can get the heat from the ground that is already been heated, and you can stay overnight in that kind of place there without using a blanket or a sleeping bag. So we need a name for that one. We should find a name for it. Anything we do, I guess. No, I guess I don't know. We can see these blanks. What we're gonna do is we're gonna tell them how it's done. And they'll take it from there. Okay. Another one they say in the wintertime you always have to step away from the creek. That means in the wintertime when it's 50 below or 50 or 60 below, that right along the creek is the worst place that you can camp. So you'll have to move up away from the creek and camp. Okay. That's survival to stay overnight without a sleeping bag or anything. Just you. And you have to stay 2 days and then you can eat anything. Well, one come up with willow licking rock. with the willow, you take a willow and scrape the bark off and eat the one that's right next to the bark and between the wood and that you know, you'll have to scrape the outside and eat the one that's between and eat the wood. So you can stay 2-3 days. That kind of thing. You have nothing else to eat. So the few that come up with how you can get a ptarmigan or not ptarmigan, a stew pen, you're out in the, where there's a lot of stew and there's a stew pen. So we put it in, under that very stuffing of stories and everything. And there's also reindeer ligand. That moth that might cut that reindeer eat that they say you can, if you eat with a snow, you can survive how long was it, 2 days? That's 1 night. just hope that you have to stay overnight, just 1 night.
I
Okay, of course, for the high school students that they want to learn to sew, they sew skin sewing, knitting, cutting, tying, seaming. The seaming is replaced by dental floss. So what we're trying to bring back a caribou seaming. There's two figures that you can get. Two figures you can use out of caribou. One in the back and one in the back. One in the you see a few things now. It's in the orange part of the caribou that you pulled out. You have to pull it out. They use that for you want to keep like mummies when they're gonna lay up put a bottom to it, they use that okay. you know, so it's time to move, put our impact here on that one so we can keep all the babies from that region. I don't know how we've been doing, but we got two snowshoe makers. two kinds of snow shoes that you can make, one pointed one and one round. The pointed one is the fastest one you can make, and you know, use that one. At least you are trying to make one square. You get out of it, you put out a pattern out. That maybe we got one that is that building here, so we can whenever they we can make a sled that we can help.
We'll have to get that out if you can put that in the street. We'll get that out. So we need to get that out. It's informal.
Who right now is in charge of woman tonight, Thursday night? Who's in charge? That's a good thing.
It's from Joel Brown, the teacher has always had a
Why not, huh?
since you're in the Elvis council, you can die.
I think it would be nice to get a high school boys and girls involved in the women's club.
Yeah, that's
not it.
The seniors have one right here. Something like that. There's a senior that apparently have one.
Yeah.